forgot to tell you, but if you're learning Sefer Daniel, you know this, which is the book of Daniel switches into Aramaic, but from Perek Ches onwards, it's back to Hebrew, which is all very good in terms of the words, but the actual content is still very cryptic. What is happening? The end of Aramaic is symbolically used to accompany the fall of Babel. Even though the Persians also spoke Aramaic, that wasn't their native tongue. Daniel in Perek Ches has a vision in Shushan. It's at Uval Ulai, which is a building, a river, maybe a gate, Machlokas Rashi or Sadigon. So even the location is cryptic. There's a wild ram, there's two horns, odd horns actually. They are hit by a goat and that grew and has four horns, right? The angel Gabriel stands up and he makes Daniel stand up and he explains the vision. What is this Laila Bokeh, morning and night of Pasuk Yud Dalad? So there's a machlokes again between Rashi and Rasadigon. Is this an assurance or is this conveying a number of years of golos or various different events through gematria? Interesting. And nevertheless, Gavriel explains the ram is the kingdom of Greece, Yovan, taking over from the king of Mada and Paras. They'll be split into four, the kingdom of Greece. A king will arise and destroy. That is either Antiochus or Ibn Ezra says, or Rashi says it's Titus. That is Perek Ches of Sefer Daniel. I'm not laughing at a jest, but I'm laughing at it. It's so cryptic. You see, Daniel has a vision of history, but it's so cryptic exactly what it means and who it's referring to. As the Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim towards the end, we'll understand the full extent of these Mesholim when Mashiach actually comes.